I put you right in that fire. A baptism of fire. Make you a son and daughter of fire. How'd I do it? By the Holy Ghost in me. Put the mantle, his mantle around the top of him there. That's the way. And mantle you as you go into that fire. Don't have to cool your judgment. You don't have any judgment for disobeying in the ministry, do you? Never had a calling. Oh. Oh, come get the mantle there. The devil really beating this young fella last night because he didn't get baptized in that water. It wasn't his place to go in that water. He'd be delivered directly into that love and grace fire. Well, he's innocent. He never received a ministry like you. I had to cool a judgment for your disobedience first. Didn't I? Some of you got the call of God and you said, yes, Lord. Some of you did disobeyed. Get that around him, too. Move away now where everybody can see him. Some of you got the call when I was down in there last summer to go, and some of you got it several years ago, and you disobeyed it, so I had to cool that judgment. But you were on the judgment. You willfully disobeyed, didn't you? I said, Lord, now what am I going to do? Leave all these folks who willfully disobeyed? He said, no, you cool them. Whoa. Some of you got called into the ministry way back in your childhood and you sold yourself to religion. Didn't you? Come on. And you were on a judgment. No way you could get out of it. You said, well, I did it in ignorance, not belief. That's the reason why he gave you a chance to fool the judgment is on. Father, in obedience to you, I impart by the Holy Ghost. Your created word of fire. Jesus Christ out of my flesh, into the body of this your son, burning out all works of Satan and all of his own flesh, and creating him. Jesus Christ in the flesh, your son of fire. Watch him burn in the fire. Let him down right there.
Believe that of your father that he killed you for ignorance and unbelief.
Paul said, I got forgiveness, he thanked God I did him in ignorance and unbelief. Now, I presume that he being no respecter of person, if he forgave one for that, he forgives all for that. Maybe you thought he made a special case out of Apostle Paul. No, sir. He set him as a pattern for just exactly what he would do for you. Oh. But you have to calm his way. You have to cool that judgment. And we cool that judgment. Oh. In obedience to you, Father. Oh, I impart Jesus Christ, the living word. Living, created word of fire. I impart him out of my body by the fire of the Holy Ghost and baptize her in fire. Oh, making her a daughter of your fire in the new creation. Oh, hath been done. Little children will go in this way all time. And some that are not. Some that never received a calling. God doesn't hold them accountable. But if they have received a calling, you've got to be cool. That judgment has got to be cool. I want to repeat this over and over and over again. It's the reason why we baptize you in the heavenly body of Jesus to cool that fire, isn't it? The fire has got to be put out because God's judgment fire says this. Once I start burning, then I burn totally. But Jesus changed that. He brought forth judgment, victory under judgment under victory. To where he can make provision for anyone that wanted to repent and turn to him. Oh! And he set the pattern. Lest you take advantage of it too many times, though. I want you to spiritually understand it. He set the pattern. How many times? 70 times 70. Oh. Some of you say, well, I've already rebelled against him my limit. Then you better not do it the next time. Most of you and I have rebelled against him 70 times 70. I don't want to do it anymore. It might be my last time. Ooh, take the mantle there, y'all. Father, in obedience to you, just put your hand right around me there. Ooh, I am part. Out of my flesh, Jesus Christ, the living, created word of fire. Oh, by the Holy Ghost, into his body, burning out all working of Satan and flesh and creating him, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, your son of fire, in the new creation. Let him down. Turn him in the fire. Come on, son. shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Put him right there on front. Get the little one on front. Or y'all won't squeeze his head off. That fire gets to burning, he gets zealous. I know that. Give him two mounds here, one around each. Give me mine, that's it. Fire going into those mounds, too. You didn't know how he gonna baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire? Did you not know that the Father God and Jesus Christ was clothed upon you in their fullness? Do you believe that? So all I do, I believe it, I accept it. I'm a child, I don't know any, but I'm not smart like some of you say. You don't have to prove that to me, he just told it. So I just by faith pull him under that tent of fire, which hath clothed upon me, and am brought out of my flesh by the Holy Ghost, the created word of fire. It's that simple. Hey, Brother Brood, you're trying to exalt yourself. Okay, that's the way you want to take it, you take it that way. But you'll find out that the tent of God hath been clothed upon you in his fullness. He gave you that when you were saved. And you walk before the judgment seat of God denying that thing by the Antichrist spirit. And you'll pay for it in judgment, won't you? But if you begin to use it just what he told you, then you'll move into the fullness of reward. Father, in obedience to you, I am brought out of my flesh. Your living, created word, Jesus Christ, which you have made me, I am brought it in fire. Destroying all works of Satan and creating these two, your Son of fire, Jesus Christ in the flesh. Let them down. That's the way. Mantle them as they go down. Give them their mantle. You notice I put the daughters on my left side, sons on my right side. Why? This is the way Isaiah said he did it. Hath been given me to be exactly obedient. If I'm going to stand in his stead, and by faith impart in his stead, then I must do like him, right? For he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is what? Sin. You don't believe you're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have that judgment cooled in you for disobeying God in your calling. Say, well, I didn't have a chance, Brother Brew. Oh, yes, you did. Now, you can't tell me that, you that's been sitting on my ministry. You can't, you won't ever stand before God and say that. Because I laid it out to you hour after hour, written page after written page, day and night. No, sir. Did everything but get out. is non-belief. That's right. That's the reason why he gives you a chance in love. Look at the fire still burning. Look at that young brother there. Oh, Father, in obedience to you, I pull these two daughters of mine and these two daughters of yours right under your tent that have clothed upon me in its fullness and fire. Pull them right under there. And embody out of my flesh the living creative word, Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, burning up all works of Satan and flesh in their life and creating them, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, your daughters of fire. What do you think new creation means? How did you think he was going to make the creation? You thought he was going to send the angels? What do you thought the ministry of impartation was? Great swelling words preaching? I know that's what you've been used to all your life. That's the reason I had to stand among you for years. Ministering word after word after word, because that's what you used to, and I had to gradually slip you out of that thing with the word light and cut you. But if I'd have come to you with a ministry impartation right away, you'd run. Some of you like to run when I laid a hand on you. The only reason you didn't run, God put you on the floor, Brother Bellum. And you couldn't run. If he hadn't pinned you down, you'd run because it scared you to death. You didn't know what God supposed to do that. You thought God was supposed to stand up there, man of God supposed to stand up there in the pulpit and talk about world affairs and what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that and all the good. You thought he was supposed to meet you on Easter Sunday and tell you how nice you looked and how well you made his heart bloom by being dressed up like that and all of that. That's what you thought God was. Oh, yes, you did. Tell me what you were. I know what you were. Oh, weren't you? What do you have been delivered now? I'm going to tell you the truth when I get through with you here. Oh, I'm going to impart out to you Jesus Christ in the flesh and fire out of my body. And then I'm going to turn around and let you begin to make profit of yourself by doing the same thing, making your confession and uttering in the Holy Ghost and letting this fire create out of you and alive of us. I'm going to waste my time creating you in the image of Christ in the flesh and fire. And you sit up there and let it all, that fire just burn and burn and burn. Lot of quit in the lives of others. Say, well, how are you going to do it? Just show you just how to do it. You fall out to me and the fire will burn. Then you'll say, oh, that's the way to do it. So let's go. The simplicity that's in Christ. Father, in obedience to you, I pull these two sons of yours right under your tent of your fullness of fire. up on me. In my faith, I am part. Jesus Christ, your living, created word of fire. Out of my flesh, by the Holy Ghost, burning up all the old ancient, all working of Satan, and creating them, Jesus Christ in the flesh, your sons of fire.
I don't care who you are.
You came out of a civilization, dark. In the book of Revelation, when John saw all those hordes of demons come out of hell, Brother Ray, like locusts, that even darkened the sun, you're children of that. Of a society and a religion, you're children of doctrines of demons. From the very moment you were saved or you called upon the name of the Lord, they reached out and grabbed you. And they polluted your mind, your body, your soul with darkness. But now the darkness is past and the light of his fire hath come.
Oh, what's the Satan and Queen in my father's house? Creative fire.